Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Sonu Sood, and today we will be discussing about new frontiers for the India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. We have with us former Ambassador Shri Prabhu Dayal. Ambassador Dayal, warm welcome to you from Akashvani.
Thank you so much for inviting me on your discussion.
Absolutely. Ambassador Dayal, we'll be discussing the importance of India-UAE partnership and the significance of UAE President's visit. At the very outset, can you give us a brief overview of the depth of bilateral ties between India and UAE?
Let me begin by saying that I served in Dubai as the Consul General of India in the 1990s. And I have seen firsthand how close the relationship was. But of course, this relationship has grown each passing year, and it is now at its strongest ever. The bilateral relations between the two countries have evolved into a comprehensive strategic partnership, which is called SEPA.
Right.
Now, as of January 26, which is now, with the visit of Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, who is the ruler of Abu Dhabi and the president of UAE, when this visit has taken place, the relationship is already characterized by frequent high-level engagement. This visit by Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed is his third visit as UAE president, right, and fifth in the last decade. And this represents, as I said earlier, a comprehensive strategic partnership deepening. So the high frequency of these visits highlights that India is now a top priority for Abu Dhabi. Let me also mention that the relationship between our Prime Minister, Shri Narendra Modi, and the UAE President, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, is widely recognized as uniquely close, and it's marked by a high-level personal rapport and strategic alignment. The PM Modi has broken protocol on multiple occasions to personally receive Sheikh Mohammed at the airport. I recall that in 2019, Sheikh Mohammed conferred the Order of Zayed, UAE's highest civilian award, upon Prime Minister Modi. And both leaders have integrated their countries into new global frameworks, including the I2U2 group, which also has US and Israel, the BRICS bloc, and the India, Middle East, Europe Economic Corridor. So this reflects the dynamism and the strength of the relationship. And of course, the visit of the UAE president will strengthen the friendship even more.
Absolutely. So these are very long-standing dynamic ties, and the current leadership has a special connection which reflects on the bilateral ties between the nations as well. You spoke about a comprehensive economic partnership agreement, SEPA, which was signed in 2022. Would you say it is a game changer, the ambitious target that they have set of $100 billion in non-oil trade by 2030? You think that is very much now achievable, seeing that there is a 34% increase year on year in the first half of 2025?
Well, let me begin by saying that the India-UAE Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement is crucial for boosting bilateral trade and investment, because it does so by reducing tariffs on over 80% products,
right,
opening services and, you know, enhancing them to cover areas like IT, healthcare. So, as you put it, the India-UAE SEPA is a game changer, particularly for India, because, as I pointed out, it slashes tariffs and opens vast market access for Indian products, including, of course, the labor-intensive ones like gems, textiles, and pharma, and boosting the services trade, making the $100 billion non-oil trade, for which we have set a target of $100 billion by 2030. It makes it achievable by then. So this is going to happen because the two economies are getting more integrated. So let me also mention that the background of SEPA also includes facilitating investments and creating gateways to Africa and the Middle East. So SEPA will provide preferential access to 97% tariff lines. And this will drive diversification beyond oil and will build capacities for future growth. So naturally, this will support sectors from renewable energy to food security and will solidify the UAE as the strategic hub for Indian exports. As you said, it's a game changer. Let me also mention that non-oil trade has now reached approximately $37.6 billion in the first half of 2025 alone, which is a big growth. And therefore, I would say that the two nations are keeping on track for the $100 billion non-oil trade target by 2030.
And you mentioned about energy sector. How would you see the importance of UAE for India's energy security? How do you see that going forward?
The UAE remains a vital source of crude oil and LNG for India. And in fact, it is the only country currently storing crude in India's strategic petroleum reserves. Now, this is a very important point which people don't realize. And I'm stressing this because I think this is of great importance. So cooperation has expanded into green hydrogen and solar energy through the International Solar Alliance and a joint hydrogen task force. So the two countries are looking at expanding their energy cooperation into newer areas. But nonetheless, of course, the cooperation in terms of the crude oil sector and the LNG sector is very, very important.
Ambassador Dyal, besides trade, investment, energy, defense and security ties is another very important aspect. Can you tell us about that between India and the UAE?
Let me mention that regular joint exercises take place, and these include the Desert Cyclone for the armed forces and the Desert Eagle for the Air Force. So the Army and the Air Force of both countries work together in these joint exercises. In January 2026, our Army Chief, General Upendra Dwivedi, visited the UAE to further enhance military-to-military engagement. Let me also mention that as regards maritime security, an MOU exists between the Indian Coast Guard and the UAE National Guard.
Right.
And this focuses on anti-piracy as well as search and rescue operations. So this is the sort of new frontier which the two countries are exploring to widen their cooperation in regard to the security sector and where military ties are becoming increasingly important.
So, Ambassador Dyal, the talks are also expected to cover regional and global issues of mutual interest, including developments in West Asia. So, what do you think will be the impact of our deepening friendship with UAE for our overall ties with West Asia, especially in view of the current turmoil in the region?
The UAE has emerged as a key diplomatic partner for India in the region, helping to navigate complex geopolitical tensions, and the UAE has been supporting India's balanced growth and India's balanced approach to the West Asian situation. So therefore, I think that the fact, for instance, that the visit is taking place at a critical time in West Asia, when there is so much focus, there are so many situations which are creating tension. So this visit is taking place, as I said, at a critical time in West Asia, focusing on regional stability and also coming in the wake of recent developments. The UAE's position, of course, is a key regional anchor. So a trusted mediator and a key regional anchor will always have scope for collaboration and cooperation. So by and large, I think that the closeness of the relationship between the two countries will have an impact on the ties which we have with West Asia.
Ambassador Dyal, you just spoke about the Indian diaspora in UAE. There's a 35 lakh strong Indian diaspora. And how do you feel visits like these help in furthering people-to-people ties to make life more, you know, easier, more pleasant for the Indians who are staying there in a foreign land?
There are about 35 lakh Indians residing in the UAE. And they make up about 35% of its population. They contribute in a wide variety of ways to the strengthening of the relationship. Of course, they are extremely patriotic, and this is exemplified when I see the way in which the Indians residing in the UAE remain so attached to India and try to do their utmost to promote the interests of India, including, of course, by doing well in their respective areas of activity, their professions, and helping to build the bridge of friendship between the two countries. You know, the Indian diaspora in West Asia has indeed served, as I said, a bridge of friendship, because it has promoted understanding between the two sides, and it has done so by putting its head down and working. Their success has reflected in their achievement as a bridge builder. Now the bilateral ties are expanding on many other fronts also. For instance, education is one area of focus.
Right.
There are landmark initiatives such as the opening of an IIT Delhi campus in Abu Dhabi and an IIM Ahmedabad campus in Dubai. And there is something which I must also mention, and that was the inauguration of the BAPS Hindu Mandir in Abu Dhabi in February 2024, which stands as a major symbol of cultural harmony and mutual respect, because the leadership of the two countries is focusing on how to serve the interests of the respective populations, and the Indian population in UAE being so large,
absolutely,
certainly is the focus of attention.
Absolutely. And also we'd like your views on the significance of recent initiatives like rupee dirham trade settlement mechanisms and integration of digital payment systems like India's UPI in the UAE. How does this, you know, show another aspect of the progress in our relations and also reducing the reliance on the US dollar?
You are right. The great significance of recent initiatives like the rupee dirham trade settlement mechanism and the integration of digital payment systems like India's UPI in the UAE have reduced reliance on the US dollar. In fact, these are the two key enablers, the local currency settlement, because now approximately 10% of trade is settled in rupees and dirhams. And this naturally, as you said, reduces dependence on the US dollar. And then, of course, there is the fintech integration, with India's UPI being linked with the UAE's Anipa platform, which is expecting to get working in an expedited manner. And, of course, this will also increase the fact that, you know, the UAE's Jaywan payment system will be based on India's Rupee Pay technology. So the people-to-people contact will be strengthened because of these two initiatives, which are the key enablers, as I said. And this will also help to promote the trade. As it is, as I said, about 10% of trade is settled in rupees and dirhams. And this is just the beginning, and I expect more and more trade to be taking place in local currency, and naturally this will reduce the dependence on the US dollar.
Absolutely. And in the current global environment, where there are a lot of, you know, conflicts related to trade, tariffs, a lot of uncertainty, you feel that the basic alignment on key issues between India and UAE is very significant?
Yes, of course. The UAE is a vital partner in the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, or the IMEC, as it is called. Let me also mention that the IMEC, if you look at its route, starts through India, goes through the Arabian Sea, enters land again through UAE, and moves on to Saudi Arabia, then Jordan, then Israel, and then it goes into the Mediterranean Sea. Now, this Middle East region, unfortunately, is embroiled in a lot of conflicts. So there is so much of uncertainty and lack of clarity in regard to security issues that naturally progress on the IMEC corridor is impacted. And one hopes that as the situation normalizes, work can speed up in regard to building this corridor.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. Thank you so much, Ambassador Dayal, for telling us about the impact of UAE President's India visit.
Thank you.
Spotlight.